Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, when are the BAFTAs, do you know?
No, I've no idea. Aren't they normally February?
Are they?
I don't know.
Okay. What I'm saying is a little tip, you might need to get a new suit.
I might need to get a new suit.
I think we both might. If you watch TV tonight, you'll know what I mean. Because this evening is my appearance in The Bill.
Right.
Which we recorded months ago now, wasn't it?
Yes, you recorded it months ago, yeah.
And I played a policeman. The making of is still at Radio 1 Online if you'd like to see the story behind. It's kind of like a DVD extra which you can watch. The making of.
Is this going to be a special DVD episode? Is it that good, this episode, that...
I don't know.
Oh, okay, they'll release it as a standalone DVD.
So how many lines do you think I had to say in The Bill?
I thought you just went and got a cup of tea.
Well, that was the original plan. I was in the canteen.
Okay.
And stuff's kind of happening around me. I go and get a tray, put some food and a cup of tea on it, and then walk with the tray back to my seat and do some pretend speaking to some other policemen and women.
So pretend speaking?
Yeah, because you're not allowed...
I think this is a trick question. I don't think you said anything.
No, because we've discussed this before. What happens? You know when you see people talking in the background on TV, they're not actually speaking because they're letting the main people do the speaking part, okay? So you're just going like this.
Right.
Because otherwise, if you spoke, then it would ruin the main actor's part. Did you know that?
So you're miming to each other.
Yeah, that's what... If you see that in EastEnders and Coronation Street, when you see people in the background talking to each other, they're not actually talking. They don't. They're doing that.
Thank you for the acting class, Robert De Niro.
Thank you. So how many words then? Because bearing in mind I wasn't supposed to have any lines to begin with.
Hang on, now, what? How many words were you fake saying? Is that what you want me to get?
No, that doesn't count. I actually managed to get myself a speaking part. I didn't know whether it would be used or whether it would end up on the cutting room floor.
Right. So how many, 7 words then?
7 words?
Yeah.
Okay. Bearing in mind, when I got there, I wasn't supposed to be speaking at all.
Yes, okay.
But there is some speaking. That does happen.
All right.
Here it is.
Are you new?
Well, that's not me. That's the main actors.
Hey, your voice has gone very high.
Are you new?
No. I'm new here.
So is that why you've got no mates?
Oh, because I'm on the late shift.
Yeah.
So when you're in next? 7.
So, did you do something wrong?
Did you hear me?
No.
That was a little kid that you could hear going, yes, but that wasn't me.
Okay.
If you listen very carefully, you can hear me say 7, and that is in response. You have to see it, really, to get what's going on.
Okay, you're
going
to have to play this again.
But you hear me saying 7 in response to the other policeman's question, what time are you on shift till tonight right, or something? Listen again.
Are you new?
No, I'm new here.
So is that why you've got no mates?
Here it comes.
I'm on the late shift. So when you're in next? 7.
So, did you do something wrong?
That was me.
I heard it, 7.
Yeah. Well, that was me ad-libbing. We made that up as we went along.
So
that wasn't scripted. There was no script.
That scene wasn't written.
No. Nope.
That wasn't meant to be in The Bill tonight, but because...
Me and my PC Plod colleague just worked it out about 5 seconds before.
Was he an extra as well?
No, he's a main character.
All right, what's he called?
I don't know. But we just worked it out a few seconds before, and when we just ad-libbed it, freestyled it, and it's on.
So because you delivered the word 7 so
actually,
well...
Actually, I do say yeah and 7.
Okay, well, the yeah...
Two words.
You can't pick up the yeah.
That's it again.
Because I'm on the late shift. Yeah. So when you're in next? 7.
To be fair, the only really clear word that you can hear is 7.
7.
That's me.
Was the cutlery being dropped as you spoke? Because that ad-libbed as well.
No, people were eating in the we're in the canteen. It's a canteen scene.
But surely people have to mime with their knife and fork.
No,
if you mime the talking, don't you have to mime the knife?
No,
and
because
fork?
You need some atmosphere of canteen.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
7.
So tune into The Bill tonight to hear me saying
7
on ITV1.
Do you think maybe we should target like the TV Quick Awards rather than the BAFTAs?
Do you think?
To start with.
7.
Inside soap or something.
Any would be fine. Anyway, me with a tea tray and one of my colleagues talking about our shift and me saying, what time are you on till?
7.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What category would you be in? What category are you thinking that you'll be in for the TV Quick Awards?
Best use of the word seven.
Okay.
Seven.
Somebody's saying if there's a best performance of a police extra, you've got two nominations.
Exactly. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lisa in Oxford.
Hi, Lisa. What are you doing today?
Just driving to pick my daughter up from nursery.
How can I help?
I was just wondering, how far in is your TV debut?
It's not my TV debut, love.
Well, your Bill debut. Cause I can't be asked to watch the whole of it.
Get you as an actor. It's not my. I think if I'm it's not my TV debut. I've got a whole back catalogue of work catch up on.
Pass my cigarette holder, darling.
Do you not remember me in Casualty?
Yeah. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten my work in Hollyoaks?
No, I didn't watch that one either.
All right. Well, I don't mean to take time out of your busy schedule. Don't worry about it if you can't be bothered.
No, really. If it's at time that I'm at home.
She's trying to give you support.
It's only half an hour, isn't it, the Bill?
It's an hour.
It's an hour. I've never watched it.
You've never watched the Bill?
No.
Okay. All right, well, I've no idea when it's going to be on, so you're going to have to watch it.
I'm going to have to take the whole thing and fast forward it.
I wouldn't even bother with that.
Oh, okay, then. No, I'm trying to give you support.
Yeah.
That's said. See, I'll vote for you in the TV, whatever it is, the TV Quick Awards or whatever.
As best role as an extra policeman. Okay, well.
Best use of the word seven.
That's very kind of you. Very kind of you.
That's okay.
Every little helps. I don't know when it's on. I've no idea. But do look out for the police lady going, toodle pip.
Did she ad-lib that or was that written?
That was written for her in the script.
Okay.
But she says, that little kid you heard on the clip earlier.
Yeah.
She goes, all right, toodle pip. Now, I don't know anyone that says toodle pip.
Don't give the plot away.
Sorry.
Only posh people, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, try and watch it later, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
I love you.
Love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness, it's Pamela Atchell Anderson. Hello.
Atchell Anderson, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Is this a techno station? What was that?
That was Eric Prydz.
That was Eric Prydz and his track Piano. We don't just play that kind of thing. We play a bit of everything.
Okay, good. I thought Tommy was here.
Nah. Now, people are very, very excited about you being here today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very excited, our listeners are. Now,
I see a lot of cameras.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of cameras. Have you seen
our
Becky cam?
I see Becky, yes.
That's Becky cam.
She needs more light in her face.
Why?
Just so she looks prettier.
Okay. Now,
she's waving at you.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Now, take that on board, Becky.
We just put a webcam upstairs in our office. Now, before you leave today, will you just go and do one wave to people on the Becky cam?
Hi, Becky. She's putting a hi Pam up.
No, you have to go past the camera and wave.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll try.
Okay.
I'll see if I can on the way out.
It's only upstairs, Pam.
I know, but I have heels on.
Right, okay. That's the best excuse I've
ever
heard. Yeah. There's a lift.
Could we do the lift and then go the other way into the office?
We have to get to somewhere too.
Do you do lifts?
Very difficult. I don't like elevators, actually.
Right, I think this is a no for the
Becky. I think we're looking for excuses here, yeah.
So how long are you in the UK for?
I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm here for a night. I was here last night, but quickly. All day. Been doing interviews and stuff. Sick of myself.
Do you like it here?
I love it here.
Why?
I just love London. I love coming to Europe. I just was in Paris and been traveling all over. I'm ready to go home, though. I miss my boys. I've been gone a week. It's the longest I've ever been gone.
Yeah.
That's a long time away
from the
kids.
It's a long time. My kids have been here. The last time I was here, they were with me.
Okay.
And so they're very jealous I'm in London without them.
What do people say to you in the street here?
I just, on the way into your studio, there was lots of people with cameras. And hello, I didn't really get to see too many people or have a lot of conversation.
Okay, so no one says anything to you apart from Pam!
Yeah,
Pam!
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, right, okay. Do you think you could live here?
I could. Just was talking to Peter, he's got a flat here, and he's my manager, Peter Asher, and said, we should live here. I want to live here somewhere.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Now, let's talk about your new show, a new TV show, which is called Pam, Girl on the Loose.
Capital Loose.
You're on E, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on E. Can you believe it?
The TV channel.
It's your favourite channel.
Scary.
No, I love E. It's a brilliant.
You do love E?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, actually, they've been very, very nice to me. I was very scared going in, which I like. I like being scared. That's why I did it.
They have great shows on there. They have The Kardashians.
I've never seen those.
They have Denise Richards. It's
I
complicated. What? To see.
I don't watch any of that stuff.
All right.
No.
Why have you gone on it then?
Yeah.
Because I took it as like a challenge. I thought, you know, I'm not a fan of reality TV. That's why we shot my show on film. like, you know, 60mm Super 8. I did a lot of fun effects to it. It was kind of like a little arts and crafts project.
But it is reality TV.
It is. Well, it is. I know. I call it a documentary series because nothing's contrived, nothing's set up. Reality TV, they actually script it. You know that, right?
Right.
I hate to burst your bubble.
Do they?
It's not real, you know.
Like what?
Well, I mean, they plan things to do. Everything I do on my show is what I would have done with or without the E! Show there. So right. It's kind of a documentary style. But very invasive, more invasive than reality TV. They did get me at home making, you know, pierogies with my mother and stuff like that.
And you're in control of editing it?
Yes, I am. Edited the whole thing. But, you know, I'm not shy, so it's not like
I'm trying
to change my image or anything like that. I've definitely confirmed that I'm nuts.
So what do we get to see? You said you're not shy. What kind of thing happens in the show? Obviously, it follows you around a lot, right?
It follows me around just to see. I travel a lot, and you get a sense of me being a mom. You don't see my kids, but you see their little feet running by, or, you know, running a lemonade stand for California Wildlife Center, or, you know, me lobbying against animal experimentation in Washington, you know, with, you know, President Bush is making fun of me in a speech at a White House dinner, something like that. Just a bunch of crazy stuff. I visited about 6 to 7 countries in 2 months. And I was home, and those were only like quick trips, but they followed me, and I took my kids to Abu Dhabi, Australia, all over the summer. Okay. Lots of stuff.
Did you do it to show people, like, the real you?
No.
What? Okay.
I didn't. I was going to do a Vegas show, and they were going to do the making of this Vegas show, and I wasn't able to just do the Vegas show a couple days a week, which I thought I could. They wanted me to move to Vegas, and I can't be away from the ocean, so I turned that down. And then E said, can we still do this type of show with you? And I thought, well, you can't see my kids. I don't want this whole at-home thing, not exploiting anybody except for myself, so... They seem to still think that we're showing that, and so we did it.
That's the thing you're going to have a problem with it with here, is living away from the ocean.
Well, but I can always go back.
Yeah.
We're an island.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's
not
quite
water,
the same.
Right?
As,
yeah.
We're not far from sea, wherever you are.
It's not the same as California, though, is it?
No, that's true.
She's going to live in Margate, is she? No offence, Margate.
The Thames. It's wet.
Thames
it's okay.
Is wet, yeah.
You right. Want to swim in it, though, Pam.
You can't swim in the Thames?
I wouldn't if I was you. You'd catch all sorts, I think.
Botulism.
Probably, yeah. Yes.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they say about the lagoons behind my house.
Really?
Well, try it if you want.
You can try.
You know.
If you want to dip in the Thames, we can sort that out.
Like Botox.
Yeah, it's like a massive shot of Botox.
It would be.
Yeah.
You'd know, Scott.
Yeah. No. And of course, Pam wouldn't. Now, is it weird? Is it weird reading stuff about you?
I don't read myself.
You don't read stuff about
I mean, I don't.
You.
I do read, but I don't read stuff about myself.
What do you read then? If you don't read about yourself,
actually, well, right now I'm reading Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm a huge fan of Naomi Klein, Canadian.
Why don't you want to know what people are saying about you?
It's better off, you know. I tried that when I first started. I never felt good after reading a tabloid. I believe everything about everybody else, of course, just not me.
Right. Okay, so you don't keep up with any kind of celebrity gossip? You don't know what's happening?
No, Tommy Google alerts me. I get enough of that. It's like, who's this? What's this? Can you put me off your Google alert list, please?
Do you ever Google yourself?
No.
Right, okay.
It's a big no-no.
Mm. No. Oh,
people
no,
always do
you
it.
Never feel good. It's like no. Ridiculous, the things I hear. Yeah.
How often do you Google yourself?
Once every week or so.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Everyone does.
And is it good stuff?
No, generally not, no.
But I think the last person I googled somebody cute. Can't remember.
Oh, please remember.
I don't even know how to do it. Really, I have to ask my son to help me.
All right, well, you put Google in.
Yeah.
Google.com and then just search what you want to search for. It's really easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Try it. We can do it for you in a minute if you want.
I'm so stupid when it comes to computers.
Oh. Now, can I just clear up some stories from the press that you don't read?
Probably not.
Okay. I just need a kind of, yes,
not.
It's true or what. Okay.
I don't know.
Right, you're dating Michael Jackson.
Jeez.
True
see,
or false?
Like, no, they're all rumors. I've got a ton of rumors around me right now. I wish I did have the life that I see that everyone thinks I lead.
But have you been hanging out with Michael Jackson?
No.
Where did that come from?
It's a rumor.
Okay. Would you like to hang out with Michael Jackson?
I love Michael Jackson.
Would you like to hang out with him?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just lying to you anyway. I'm not lying. I'm just not.
Well, so you do hang out with Michael Jackson.
Something else.
And you're just not telling me.
No.
I'm really confused.
But if I did,
yeah,
I wouldn't
too,
tell
now.
You.
No, okay. Are you living with Tommy again?
God, no.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm living in his house.
You're living in his house?
Okay. I was. I am. Sometimes. I know this is horrible, but it makes no sense. He's on tour.
Okay.
So over the summer, we stayed at his house. My house is being built. You see, Tommy's in the show a lot, actually. It's more than I thought he'd be.
Okay. Right, good.
Yeah, that doesn't clear up anything.
No, it really doesn't.
Clears up more than the Michael Jackson answer. Right?
Yeah.
So that's all right.
I'm going for a yes, she does.
God, I have an ex-husband. How could I be dating all these other people?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to be very smart.
Okay, the next one. Clear this up. Your boobs are collapsing.
What? My boobs are collapsing?
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, that's what we... That's
where did you get that one from?
Where did you get that one from? No, no.
I googled Pamela Anderson boobs collapsing.
Oh, my Lord. No, I actually... my boobs are in great shape. Do they look like they're collapsing?
Oh, my word.
No, they don't.
Sorry.
They're
well, at least we can...
I can clearly say they're
good.
Not...
We've confirmed that one.
They're not collapsing.
You know, these silly people and these tabloids and their weird... Who knows what they're doing to our bodies and retouching and taking our eyebrows off and crap.
Okay, I've got a new... one more, okay? There's a new saucy video of you when you copped off with some bloke in charge on scenery on a TV magic show. Have you heard that?
I what?
You did stuff with a bloke.
At a magic show?
Yeah.
He's gay. Hans Klock is gay.
Okay.
I love him, but I never was with him.
Okay.
What's he called?
Hans Klock.
That's a great name.
It's a great name. That's why I did it.
Some kind of rude film name.
It is. I know.
Yeah.
Blonde's Gone Wild. Hans Klock. Starring Hans Klock and Pamela Anderson.
So what's the actual story there then?
I don't know what the actual story, what the actual thing was.
It says you did stuff with him. A guy that's in charge of scenery on a TV magic show.
A guy that's in charge of scenery on a TV magic show.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. No. Okay. A TV magic show?
Yeah.
You mean the magic show I did in Las Vegas?
Maybe.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Let's just say that, because no, not when I was in Vegas. I wasn't,
That's a definitive
weird.
No.
Pamela doesn't want to tell us anything, does she?
No, but I didn't know anything about that, or the boobs collapsing.
Okay. Now, is
it... I just can't say.
Is it true that you are a part-time lollipop lady?
I've just found out what a lollipop lady is, but I'm safety patrol.
Okay.
In America. I'm safety patrol, I have a neon vest, and I do help children to their classrooms out of their cars.
Oh, okay.
Once a week.
That's a yes.
So that's a yes,
so it's a lollipop lady,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But that sounds...
Yeah. See, we love lollipop folk on this show.
You do?
Yeah, we want to do a kind of new reality TV show about them. We're going to do like Lollipop Idol.
Lollipop Idol?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Or Last Lollipop
Lady
Standing.
It doesn't take much. You just have to be able to get up early.
Yeah.
That's your only talent.
We've got
to do.
You can see our sign on Becky.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You can be the presenter, Pamela.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd like that?
You know, I just recommend washing your face before getting there. I have caught a reflection of myself covered in glitter from the night before. I don't know if that was a good... You know, people always look at me weird, so I'm
So do the children then not cross? Do they just stop and stare at you?
No, they like the sparkles.
But they stare, they stare and look at you.
No.
But surely
friends.
Some
they're
of them...
my when... kids' friends. I have... My car is always full of 5 or 6 kids going to football, soccer. I'm, you know, cutting the oranges. You know, I'm the soccer mom and, you know, okay. Taking them all dirt biking and, you know.
But you must stop some traffic anyway. It's just like, oh my God, it's Pamela Anderson.
Children.
But surely some of them are like, whoa. Like, they can't be the same people every time. Some of them must be like,
why is she? It's Malibu, it's not London.
Right.
They don't care about me over there.
If we did it at the crossing outside the road, it would be a different matter, wouldn't it?
The traffic might actually stop for
once. I could do it here every once in a while.
Yeah, that would be quite good. Do you have a stick like our one that you can see?
No, I don't have a stick.
You just have a jacket?
I just have the jacket, yes.
Okay.
And I open and close car door. It might be different than what you're thinking.
No, it's the same.
It's the same?
Okay, cool. Now, is there anything about you that you've heard and you want to clear up that's absolute rubbish? What's the weirdest thing you've heard about yourself?
The boobs collapsing.
So the one
we
just
said. I'm
glad
we got to the bottom of that. That's really important. I want everyone to know.
And you've never heard
that
before?
They're not collapsing. No, I haven't.
Wow.
And I don't know where that would come from, but no, everything's still intact.
Okay. It's 5:16 on Radio 1. Pamela Anderson.
Is that the
Anderson. Sun?
Is that those tabloids around here?
Might be.
That's why I don't read them.
Oh. It's 5:17 on Radio 1. Do we have some questions from our actual listeners that we got sent in earlier? Okay. We're just going through these, Pam, because some of them aren't suitable.
Why is that? Why does no one have a suitable question for me?
John,
have I created that kind of
persona? No, it's just some
persona?
questions you may not have been asked before, okay?
Are they sexual?
No. John Mills, what are you having for dinner this evening?
I already had it. I had vegetable soup. I'm not eating again because I have to get into a Vivienne Westwood corset.
Well, why?
I'm going to her show tonight.
Okay. What show?
Her show. It's Fashion Week.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. We don't know fashion. As you can probably tell.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
It's the first show I think I've ever been to.
Maybe
one other.
Al Francis says, you know, in the Borat film, did he really try and kidnap you or was it set up?
We did a few different endings. No, I've known Sasha for a long time.
So it was all acted. It wasn't like.
Can you believe it? God, everyone's so shocked that I knew about that.
Yeah, because
that was an actress. That was my one moment. I held character.
I watched it again.
Being chased by Sacha Cohen, you really do feel like you're going to die.
I watched it again the other day, and it was like, oh, it looks like really real. I thought he actually did
from
put a bag over.
From Baywatch to Borat.
Yeah.
I've come a long way.
John Summer in Northern Ireland. are you going to make any more movies?
No, probably not.
Why?
My manager keeps saying I will one day, but I don't know. I don't think so. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours away from my kids, and right now that they're 10 and 12, and I want to be with them. So I'm very, very picky about what I get to do, as long as it fits in school schedule and I get to get to all their games.
Who would you like to work with if you did?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Okay. I have worked with them all. I've done them all.
Right, Will in Leicester's been on.
Who?
Will in Leicester. Do you know him?
No.
All right.
Had to think, though.
I had to think.
Well, in Leicester, no. What's the best thing you've ever stolen from a hotel?
Oh, God, I've stolen. Stolen property's better than things that you buy, because anyone can buy anything, right?
Right.
I stole a little, those little ball, 76 balls on the top of the car once for Tommy for Christmas and wrapped it up in a big box. He thought that was real hot.
So what did you steal again?
One of those little 76 station balls that are on top of the antennas on the outside of a car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It took me an hour through a parking lot, creeping along and trying to steal it.
So do you steal quite a lot, then?
I don't steal a lot, but I think it's kind of romantic.
What about from a hotel? You must have nicked a bathrobe or two.
Hotel, like a can opener, one of those things, those bottle openers.
Right,
yeah.
I was just at the Le Maurice.
Okay.
You know, after being evacuated from a gas leak, I took something. I thought it was kind of exciting, too. It was very Casablanca.
You know, in your show, Pam on the Loose.
Girl on the Loose.
What is the thing that we'll find most surprising about you on the show? Because
I don't know. It's so hard to talk about because it's about me. But just the things I do every day, just raising kids and being crazy and still, you know, being a good mom, I think, and doing laundry, vacuuming. I don't know what the big. I think it's pretty revealing. But I don't think there's a lot of mystery to me.
A lot of people are wanting to know if they made another Baywatch film, would you ever go back to that place?
No, I love it. You know, I love TV shows the way they were. I think they ruined Charlie's Angels. I mean, even my friend directed it. I like it that it's bad TV. It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be bad?
It's supposed to be bad television. You know, it's supposed to be. You make a movie out of it. I don't want to, you know, glamorize it. Just make it the way it was.
Well, do you think Baywatch is bad?
Well, I don't think it was the Shakespearean theater, masterpiece theater or anything like that, right? I just meant it's kitschy, it's
fun.
You know, it was fun, tongue-in-cheek, it's a great show, but it's, you make a movie out of it, you could ruin the, you know, the...
So you wouldn't fancy...
The thing,
you
whatever
fancy
it was.
Being on that.
I still wear my Baywatch bathing suit every once in a while.
But when do you wear that?
You know.
Around the house?
Every new husband.
Really?
Safety patrol.
It says safety patrol. Kidding.
I'd quite like to know. Tell the listeners where you wear your bikini, please.
I jump out of the shower and I run around in slow motion and I rescue the occasional boyfriend here and there.
Now, would you mind saying hello to a quick friend of mine? Would that be okay?
Sure.
He's on the phone right now. I think you have met him before. See if you recognise this voice.
Oh, no.
Speak, person.
I'm wearing my Baywatch Speedos right now.
Who's that?
Hasselhoff.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. It was him or George Clooney. I couldn't choose. I was trying to think. Which friend?
It's the Hoff.
How are you here? Are you in town?
No. I'm in L.A. I'm just finishing up the last couple episodes of America's Got Talent. And I got some friends in from Aussie land. You've been all over Australia,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I've been all over the place.
I know.
Girl on the Loose.
You good?
I'm good. Thank you.
When was the last time you two saw each other?
In Vegas.
Yeah, in Vegas when she was doing the magic show at
yes.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'm glad about this.
Made her float.
You what?
I levitated.
She was floating.
Okay, I'm glad that you actually get along, because I was a little bit worried that you may have fallen out and you might hate each other and this
Never.
Could go, this could
no.
go horribly wrong.
Come on, guys.
God,
are you
no.
kidding me? You know, we share a common bond.
We
know?
Do, and actually, David's the one who told me everything you do after this you have to own, and he taught me a lot about this business, and he really was fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
The home run was if Hammy and I ever get together and do something together, that'd be a home run. We'd have a lot of fun.
Okay. We'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We want more Baywatch, though, David.
Yes, can we do something more serious? Not movie. Are you doing the movie?
Yeah, I haven't heard about the movie. I was over at Fremantle the other day talking about it to David Shaw, because at one point I tried to buy the rights to Baywatch the musical. I wanted to do the musical.
The musical would be hysterical. Oh, my God. Get David LaChapelle to direct it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I would come down, you know, like Rocky Horror, you know.
Yeah, that's so much better than the movie. Don't let him ruin it. Don't let him do a movie.
You know what?
Get away from Spielberg.
Unfortunately, DreamWorks has got the rights to the musical.
Pamela, will you be in the musical?
I would be in the musical, but I won't be in the movie.
I'm going to call David Shaw today and say, I got me, you got the Hoff, you got Pamela, I want the rights back.
But I just need to go back and forth to Malibu. Can we do it in Malibu?
Yeah, definitely.
The musical Malibu?
I've got the guys who wrote Avenue Q.
At the Doom Room?
You can shoot it at your house. Will you have it at your house? You know, are you still on? Hey, you know what's so funny? I got to tell you a funny story, Pammy.
Yes,
I rented a place over the summer.
Yeah.
And it was your old apartment with Tommy Lee on Malibu Road.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we trashed that place.
You guys painted it all black or something, and there was a shark in there.
Yeah.
The shark's still in there.
There was a shark in there?
Shark tank. I always told Tommy, you can't have sharks.
Yeah,
me and Peter, we didn't get along with that. I had a plastic fish in there before I moved out.
Oh, God. It's a nice place, though. It's really sweet.
Cool.
So we're doing a new series of Baywatch in Malibu.
The musical.
Oh, right, and the musical
and
as well.
Dave LaChapelle's directing it.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Our friends are going to be in it. Oh, that's fantastic. That makes me happy.
Normally, this is where you ask for a part, Scott.
Yeah. You know, we could have a crazy DJ who comes in, you know, and tries to, you know, and we have to
like Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. You're Mixmaster Mike.
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought you meant like, you know, BC, like something.
A proper,
like
a proper DJ.
A proper DJ.
Yeah, all right, Pam.
Like a real DJ.
All right, Pam.
He does birthday parties and stuff.
David.
Sorry, David. anyway, I love you. I miss you. I hope to see you soon.
It's not over yet.
Guys, you have a great day in the UK.
I have to
I'll
go to this fashion
call
show.
Call me when you get back, sweetie.
I will.
Right.
Bye, David.
God bless. See you, Scott.
Okay, bye, David.
Bye.
It is over.
Oh, it is
over.
I think he's got to go. And so is Pam.
Yeah, we have to go soon, too.
Okay.
I'm going to try and squeeze in that gold thing.
Yeah, well, have a good time tonight at Fashion Week.
I will.
And thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I have the musical to look forward to. That's actually fantastic. I'm
got
really
you a job there.
That.
So that's going to happen now.
That's a great idea. No, it's a fantastic idea.
And, we have a yes from Pamela Anderson on the air.
Which we negotiated. So ditch your manager. We'll look after you for
15%.
I was going to do. Well, I have to be able to only appear in it for the first month all over the world. Okay, I'll figure it out. Yeah, don't worry. I'll let you know.
Yeah, we don't need to
know
the details.
Yeah, we'll sort it.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I really don't know what happened then. What?
Can I just say...
Hurricane Pam.
Yeah, for every girlfriend that I've accused in the past of being high maintenance, I kind of apologise.
I'm knackered.
I don't think I've ever met anybody like that before.
Wow. What a woman. Don't forget to watch Pam, Girl on the Loose, Sunday at 10 p.m. on E! Channel. She couldn't get away from us fast enough.
She had a piece of paper in front of her that had the name of the programme, the channel and the time it goes out on in front of her on the keyboard. Mm. And when the mic shut, she'd forgotten to say the important information about what was on. Literally stood up, threw the piece of paper at me and went,
say this.
And I just laughed. So then she swore, picked up the piece of paper and threw it
at
you and said, say it.
Then shoved her boobs in my face.
We had for a photo.
For a picture taken. Then she went, okay, bye.
And walked out.
I gotta go, guys, bye.
Wow, that's
amazing.
I'm fairly sure you won't see her on Becky Cam.
I like the way she really swerved that as well, didn't she? Mm. Okay, well, it's just upstairs. Would you go upstairs and wave on the Becky Cam? I've got heels on. Okay, well, we've got a lift. I don't like elevators. Mm. Okay, well, there's a camera. I don't like cameras. Okay, good. Oh, God.
She must never get off the ground floor.
No. No, she's not. I've seen her on lots of like webcam type things. I thought she'd be well up for that.
Yeah.
That was... Pamela Anderson, everyone. I'm sorry she wasn't on the Becky Cam, but I think you agree. One of the most random people you've ever heard on this show.
Did you forget to ask her to play What's Occurring with Us?
See, if I had shoved that in, she would have been here, what, till 7?
Oh, we wouldn't have been able to get rid of her.
God.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
What's occurring?
It's a bit late because of Pamela Anderson, but here is our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along on 81199. Three situations, you tell me what happened next. I don't know anything today, so please tell me who's in the lead.
Well, hang on, what day are we? Are we Thursday? When did we start on Monday?
Monday.
Right, so the first one was a draw, wasn't it? Becky won the second one and the Pussycat Dolls won yesterday.
Right, so...
Good luck with that one.
Who's in the lead?
Well, the Pussycat Dolls and Becky.
Okay, right. So it's a draw between the Pussycat Dolls and Becky.
Yeah.
But they're not here today.
Well, so you're going to have to work out the scoring system then.
Oh, God. That's really complicated. All right, here's your first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Pamela Anderson?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When she came in, what aroma did you get off her?
I didn't think... She didn't smell of anything,
no,
did she?
I don't, no, I didn't really smell a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Didn't get a waft of anything?
No, I didn't, actually.
No, normally you do. Like when Keira Knightley came in, she smelled very nice.
She moved so fast, I think it was difficult for anything to go past my nose.
A tornado. Mm. Right, we asked 10 people in the street, what do you think Pamela Anderson smells like? What do you think the most popular answer was? Chappers.
I think cherry.
Cherry? Becky?
That sun cream that smells of coconuts that's slightly oily.
Oh, I think she smells of suntan lotion,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, the oily sun cream that you, like, really low factor that actually doesn't do anything.
I didn't get...
It's quite specific.
I didn't... What, like...
I'll be astonished if you get the point for this.
Yeah, you mean...
You know the people on the beach that smear the oil on and it smells of coconut? Oh, you! Scott's going, me, yeah. Me, yeah.
No, I do... You mean the people that don't use... the factor 2, no SPF?
Yes.
That's what you mean.
Don't. You should always use at least 15. But I think she smells of coconut oil.
Yeah, I didn't get close enough. So you're saying coconut oil, you're saying cherry, Chappers.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked people on the streets of Great Britain, what does Pamela Anderson smell like? But what was the most popular answer?
I imagine she would smell like stale old books.
She would smell like a cheetah.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like a shih tzu.
I think Pamela Anderson will smell like... the sea because of Baywatch.
Suntan lotion, coconutty smell.
Bananas.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like a sausage, a big bratwurst.
Somewhere between roses and the girl that lives in my flat right now.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like the hollowed out skull of a baby otter.
Pamela Anderson would smell like a boxer dog. I think she would smell similar to that.
So the coconut oil one was in there. So that's good.
And the most popular one was?
Well...
Some kind of animal.
I quite like the smell of old books was quite a good answer.
Boots, I thought it was, wasn't it?
I thought it was... Oh, was it boots or books?
Well, OK.
All right.
I can only remember sausage and shih tzu.
Yeah. I like cheetah.
But the most popular answer was, well, something to do with dogs.
Mm.
So that... So no points for anyone there. So dogs was the correct answer.
Ow! What's
did you go out and talk to them? Was it you who went out onto the
no.
streets?
No.
Well, how did you say because a suntan oil that smells of coconuts?
Because that's exactly what I would say.
Because
I would
that's
say
what
that.
She looks like she'd wear a lot of.
That
she's
was exactly
tan.
The answer somebody gave.
Well, don't worry about it. Neither of you got a point.
Two people in the world were allowed to have the same opinion.
God.
I'm only asking.
We only asked 10 people, but yeah, it was dog related. I don't know why. She didn't smell anything when I can smell her. Okay, next one. You know Pink?
Yeah.
She was on Chris Moyles' show in LA this morning. She went very well, poor love, but she soldered on. And even though she was ill, that didn't stop Chris Moyles being a complete perv to her for the whole interview.
I think he saw that as an advantage.
Yeah.
Get her when she's vulnerable.
But here's my question to you. How many times during that interview with Chris Moyles did Chris make inappropriate comments to Pink? Chappers.
27.
Becky.
I know I'm going low, but...
She was on for an hour, wasn't she?
Yeah.
120 to a minute.
Mm. Okay, so Becky's saying 120, Chappers are saying 27. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Chris Moyles, chatting up Pink.
How are you? Put your headphones on when you hear my sexy voice. You don't sound really dumb. You sound beautiful. Where are you going? You come to London? Can I see me? Okay. Shall we go for dinner? Screw the album. I want to go for dinner with Pink. Stop stroking yourself while you talk to me. It's really putting me off. Well, that was fun. And you look very sexy in your sexy outfit.
Thank you.
You minx. You filthy minx. I see. You're still in love with him, I think.
No.
No?
No.
So you're on the market? You know, if we were dating, I'd insist you move to London. Well, when you do look... You are tanned. So you're single now. Are you single or not? Yes or no? So I've even decided when you and I get married.
Do.
Yeah, let's go to Brighton and sleep on the beach. What, I'll take you for dinner in Brighton. It's you on a rocking horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having fun.
I've never wanted to be a horse more in my life.
Oh.
We'll be on in the paper after we've been for dinner, had drunken and sex. So that'll be all over. All right, well, you can live next door with the dogs. They'll pop in occasionally for dinner and sex. Great.
Yeah.
We can hang out. I love the fact she put a dress on for me today. Yeah. Okay, so if we go out for dinner, what would you prefer to eat? All right, well, look, it's a date. We had such a great time, and then we had sex.
Why does he do that?
You really don't like it. The answer was 25.
Get in.
25.
Oh! What's occurring?
Well done, Chopper.
Thank you very much, yeah.
That made me feel truly uncomfortable.
Mm.
When they're all put together like that. Ugh. Because you would if you were pink, wouldn't you? You're back
all
on
that
the mic.
Came out.
Anyway, Chappers 1, Becky 0. Oh, what's occurring? Playing along at home on 8119. You know Joe Wiley?
Yeah.
She sounds so nice on air, doesn't she? And she.
Well, not when she was talking to Katy Perry, but you know.
No, she is lovely, though. She's the loveliest lady in the whole world.
She's very, really nice.
She wasn't very nice about us, though.
Nah, she's only playing.
I know.
What, though? If Joe Wiley was a diva. Hmm? We got Joe to call up a pizza shop in Chorley. And
as you do.
Yeah. And demand free pizza. Here's my question to you. Did she get a free pizza just because she is Joe Wiley? It's a yes or no.
Thanks. God, you explained the question to me. No.
Okay, Becky.
Yeah, I think she would. Yeah. So well, it depends how rude she would. Yeah, I think she would.
So you think she'd get a free pizza just because she's famous and she's Joe Wiley?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Diva Joe ordering a pizza.
Good afternoon, Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, can I order a pizza, please?
Yes. Are you going to pick us up?
It's Joe Wiley here, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have to pay for that, will I?
I don't know what's going on. Can you explain it to me? I don't know what's going on.
I'm Joe Wiley.
If I buy one pizza, I get one free, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Wiley.
Yeah, but I do apologise. I don't know you.
Come on, I'm Joe Bleeding Wiley. You know, changing tracks, shuffle, live lounge. You're actually talking to me.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I'd like a pizza, please.
Okay.
So, can I get it for free or not?
I'm afraid no. I'm just walking here. I'm in staff. I can't give anybody.
Listen, love.
Free.
I've not paid for food for 20 years.
Uh huh. You can't get anything free now. Sorry.
Listen, I am Joe Wiley, and I do not pay for pizza.
I don't know who's Joe Wiley.
You know me.
I'm afraid I'm a foreign, and I don't know you. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, I'm friends with bloody U2 and I've got Ricky Gervais in my phone book. Listen, think about the stories you can tell people about giving me free pizza. You could dine out on this one for years. You could say, I gave Joe Wiley a free pizza. Your friends would say, what, really? The Joe Wiley? And you'd say, yeah, and the actual Joe Wiley.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. You have to have a pizza free. What for? I don't know.
Because I'm Joe Wiley.
Joke doing that.
Did she know she was being recorded?
Oh, bless her.
But I'm a foreign. Oh, love her. Thank you to Manzar at that pizza company in Chorley for being so nice and patient with Diva Joe. You're right, she didn't get a pizza.
Yay. Oh.
Chappers wins today's Oh What's Occurring.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails. We get so many to 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So what we do is trawl through them. And now, on Thursdays after six, we get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read them out and we answer them for you. Here's the first one.
Name, David. Message, might be a bit stupid, but who are you?
You look real bored, mate. Well, considering I'm mailing a complete stranger, I think I win on the boredom scale. Lol.
Lol, you're not making any sense.
No.
Don't know who you are. I don't know who you are.
I think that one was accidentally sent to your email rather than Radio 1 Cam. Therefore, do you see what I mean? He was looking at, he was watching Becky Cam.
Oh.
And there was somebody on there looking.
On it?
Right, okay.
Might have been you, might not have been, but we don't know. Whoever it was obviously bored out of their brains.
Great. Let's move on.
Subject, from Unofficial Mills. Hi, this is my first post on here. I just wanted to let you know that Scott has made the front page of Guernsey's daily newspaper, the Guernsey Press. The title of the article reads out, Will Radio 1 Scott Bring Christmas Joy? And it features a picture of the man himself. The article discusses an on-air response he made to an invite to turn on Guernsey's Tree of Joy.
Now, this is when we were doing Chris Moore's show, do you remember? And a nice lady contacted me from Guernsey and asked if I would switch on the Christmas lights in Guernsey this year. And we had a big discussion about it. And it seems to have made the front page of the local Guernsey
made
paper.
Made you sound a bit like Father Christmas, that headline.
Hello, Guernsey.
It's because you did say yes, didn't you?
You did say yes.
Actually. On air, yeah. I did say yes.
Now, and have you been in touch with her since?
Yes, I have.
And when are we going?
It is. Do you want me to look at my diary? I've confirmed it today.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are we going as well, or is it just you?
Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah? Switch on the Tree of Joy.
Chappers is looking less than impressed.
No. I've just had the article put up in front of me.
You could be bringing joy to the people of Guernsey.
Will Radio 1 Scott bring Christmas joy?
I like the Dear Scots where Scott has to go through his diary live on air.
Right, they are. Yep, Saturday the 29th of November.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah. That's my first Christmas light switch on ever.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm very much so.
Are you going to dress up?
You must have switched on Christmas lights before,
haven't
you?
No, I haven't.
Not even back in the day?
No. Oh, hang on. Yeah, there was one time in Manchester.
Swindon.
In Manchester once. But that wasn't really me, it was loads of people. But I was
well,
part
who
of
was it.
It? Some people from Coronation Street and Mrs. Merton.
Right. Mm. Was that in Albert Square?
Yeah.
Did you not do that with Cleopatra as well?
No.
Was that something different?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
It was the guy. Who was the guy off the weather on this morning? What was his name?
Fred?
Yeah, him. Yep. Me, Fred, and I think whoever was in Coronation Street.
Did you bring that big map with him?
No. So that's. But that wasn't just me. This is just me in Guernsey, so I look forward to that very much. For some reason, though, the lady who got in touch with us in the first place, because we were talking about panda cam, decided to pose with a picture of a toy panda in the Guernsey paper. For no particular reason.
So
the fact that we were talking about pandas last week.
So the woman that's booked you is posed with a panda in the paper.
Yeah.
Yes. If that's what it takes to get you to one of their gigs.
And, you still said yes.
It worked. Yeah. It worked. So I'll be coming on the 29th of November.
Becky
can't wait.
Said she's going with you.
Yeah, come with me.
Yeah,
good.
Let's do it.
Next.
Name, Tom. Message, hi, Scott. I'm currently in school studying media, and we are learning about radio. So we recorded a parody of the Scott Mills Show. It was hilarious. I did a survey of all my mates, and they agreed that I did a better job than you usually do. So in about 8 years, you've got some competition. Love you. Tom, off of Malpas, Wales.
Now, I'd quite like to hear the Scott Mills parody show.
Mm.
So, would you?
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable.
I wonder who would play you.
Well, I don't know, some debonair young man, I would imagine.
Do you think his survey was just a bit biased? He said, and I surveyed all my mates.
And they all agreed I was better.
You see,
I
don't think they're real mates. Because real mates don't ever compliment you, do they?
No.
They always take the mick.
Anyway, Tom, do send us the parody and we'll see if you're funny or not. We'll be the judge.
Because we know what's funny.
I just want to hear it.
Dear, I don't.
Okay. Send it. Next.
Dear Scott, in my annual review, I'm going to cite Becky Cam as the reason why I didn't meet all of my goals this year. Do a wacko wave. Richard Sweeney.
What's a wacko wave?
Dunno.
I think you might just have to improvise.
Just do whatever waving you feel.
I think our boss is going to put that in his appraisal as well this year.
I think it's going to happen to a lot of people because from the emails I'm getting, there are people that aren't doing any work and people that have designated computers for Becky Cam all day.
Right at this moment, Chloe and Freya in the office are rocking out on the Becky Cam in various
head.
Freya's put a Sherlock Holmes hat on, and Chloe looks like she's put on a swimming cap.
These are all people from our Radio 1 office, where the webcam is, the Becky cam. Go online and have a look. It's strangely addictive. Just weird people from our office and not doing much work and entertaining you instead at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's going to be up there this week and next week. People, lots of people not doing any work. There are people in their college. They've got it on in their like sixth form room, whatever, not doing anything at all.
Is it going to go on next week as well?
Yeah.
Oh. What? It's just going to cause... The whole country's going to melt down. This is going to be worse than the credit crunch.
I doubt that, Becky.
Wow.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit.
I'm hardly ever on there. I'm just saying, everyone's so addicted to it. If we take it into another week, it's going to cause all sorts of chaos.
Becky's just said that she is worse than the credit crunch.
Next.
Name, Jasper Newman. Message, hey Scott, Chappers and Becky. Here's one for you. How about you get the voiceover guy that's always saying Ridian to read out some of the periodic table, like iridium, beryllium, cesium, lithium. Oh yeah, man. Comedy.
I love show ideas.
Yeah. Seriously, just go away and think about what you emailed in. And then come back to us.
So, are you going to get him to do it?
Idiots.
Can you imagine booking him for a voiceover session? It's like, yeah, we've got four words for you. It's these periodic table, and then you're off.
What, love? I'm not saying that.
Don't give this idea any more airtime.
Right, next.
Dear Scott, I love your show. When I was living in Newcastle, I was used to listening to it every day. But now I'm back in Brazil, I have to be happy only listening to the podcast, which is funny and helps me to keep my beautiful English accent. I don't know why, but I've never been curious to know how you guys look like. But you said there was a picture of Becky on the website, so I checked that out. Well, she let me down a bit. I really thought she was blonde and green eyes. But she is still pretty, so stop making fun of her because of that picture with Katy Perry. We always have bad days. Chappers, I really thought you looked like Chris Moyles, but I was wrong, mate. You are quite pretty. Scott, I've seen you on TV, so I knew you were fit. Winking smiley. But there is a person that I can't picture. The posh lady that reads the emails. Please don't tell me she looks like my 80 years old granny. I love her accent. I couldn't get that in Newcastle. Like... Yous might know why. Well, Scotty, if you or any member of the team come to Brazil, brackets, Sao Paulo, let me know. I will be your guide. Love you. William Rocha. P.S. If you read it on air, please podcast it.
Okay, that's good. Lots of people are listening to this bit on our podcast. Lots of people internationally do email us at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk in the hope that the posh Radio 4 lady will read out their message.
Becky has got blonde hair.
Yeah.
Just not green eyes.
And green eyes.
Are they?
Yeah.
They look brown.
No, they're green.
They're green.
They're just very deep why set.
Why do you get back in, what was he called, William?
William.
Why don't we get on to him and see if he can book you to turn the Christmas lights on in Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo, I'd love that.
No, there's anything wrong with Guernsey, but...
Not at all. I think Guernsey might be more appreciative, though. I don't know. I don't think many people listen to our show in Sao Paulo. I don't think so. I don't know. And that was Dear Scott. Send us your correspondence and we'll answer it.
Sorry.
What?
The one that doesn't speak's just written. Maybe Sao Paulo can get Mrs. Merton instead.
Send us your emails to...
And a panda.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.